纳达宫殿已被食物所堵守，池水瓶故人被难。何以上门是指已被食物所污之手持水瓶也，宛如在家受狱者，不等闻彼诸人之非难，诸彼库中少狱者非难。何以诸彼库已被食物所污之手持水瓶也，乃至诸彼库汝等时已被食物所污之手持水瓶也？实然，世尊。佛世尊，歌者于人，汝等为何已被食物所污之手持水瓶也？此非令未信者深信，乃至诸比库汝等当如是诵读学诸。我当不以被食物所污之手持水瓶，应当学不应以被食物所污之手持水瓶。不恭敬故，以被食物所污之手持水瓶者，各作非故意者、无念者、无知者、有病者，欲喜或使他人喜而持，是故时，痴狂者、最初之犯行者不犯也。
第几条？
第五十五。
在二十九，不以沾有食物，此以令人厌恶而禁止。因此，无论生产的个人的举世所拥有的，或自己所有的这个碗杯，也不应拿取，拿取者恶作。假如手有一部分地方没有被食物污沾污，你那部分地方拿取是可以的。这里的无罪增加词，我将洗或我将使令洗而拿取者，真是。
So, therefore now, if we eat with a hand which is smeared with food, you don't try to touch, okay? Touch, it's called vessels, any other cups, any other things and so on, which is around, okay? Because they get smeared. And these cups and so on, because mostly in the Dhanasala for common use, no? So other monks get repulsed. It's called disgusted to touch it. It becomes called repulsive. Don't do like that. No, this is the meaning of the rule.
然后就是不要拿那个手上沾食物的时候，去拿那个容器，比方说杯这个东西，因为这样的话，那个杯的那个东西都杯这个容器都会被你弄脏。然后呢，其实因为这杯这些东西都是公用的，所以说你弄脏了之后，其他比如看可能有些恶心。
So according to Ganga Vaidarani, if one part of the hand is not smeared, for example, maybe this small finger is not smeared, you can take like that. Like that. But don't make it dirty. Don't make it dirty. Okay?
然后呢，这张老师这个一部分课里边讲，那个假如说有一部分，然后我们没有被食物沾污，然后以那一部分那部分地那个地方拿水喝，比方说张老师小拇指没有沾污，然后现在小拇指加那个水瓶就可以。
So you can take with your left hand also. If this is dirty, you can take with left hand. Okay, left hand.
然后可以比方说右手脏，然后你左手没脏，你可以左手瓶。
So you can wash.Wash your hand and after only touch. Okay. Any questions?
So he's asking the vessels here, for example, if this vessel is prayer, if it's for common use, then of course there's an offense. But what if this vessel is for private use?
Yes, it says even Pukkalika
is
Dukkata. Atano Sandaka, what belongs to oneself. No?
Okay.然后他说：“你看，那个一部度突然因此无论的僧僧僧团的个人的居士所拥有的或自己所有的，也被拿去惹恶作。”对，那个就是你后你后你后你后面不是要洗那个波了？ 你就是吃完不要洗光了。
啊，
应该是那个意思，我可以帮你确认一下。
对对对，这句话什么意思？
So he's asking about the last sentence of Kankavitarini. Does it mean that I'm going to wash this bowl, or I'm going to ask others to wash this bowl? There is no offense.
No, he takes with intention to wash it, no?
He takes initiative, isn't it?
Yes, to wash it.
Or
so then I can touch, because... Yes.
Yes.
You can touch now. For example, sometimes they bring you a washing basin, water for washing the hand. No, so now your hand is smeared, but if you touch that because with intention, I will wash it later. I will quickly wash it and so forth. Then it's no offense according to what. If one has intention to wash it,
wash the bowl, you mean, for example.
Whatever vessel. For example, I'm touching this bottle, okay? So then, this is smeared, but I'm touching with intention to wash it, to take this and wash, go to the basin and wash. Then, if I smear it, after it gets clean, because I don't leave it back, okay? I don't leave it back for others to use or for me to use. I touch it, but. I want to go and wash.
Okay.
There is no offense.
But Kankavitarini also said, ask others to wash it.
Yes, something like that.
Okay.
It means I will tell somebody else to wash it.
Oh, okay. 然后这样说，不管什么容器，如果你碰到容器东西是为了洗这个容器，或者是让别人洗这个容器的话，就是无罪的。
吃饭，然后吃到一半，然后那个拿锅盖儿食物，然后我把锅放回去，我是不是我这个手这个沾住这个手一定要很小的放在锅里边，然后那个把那个锅放回去，而不能说两个小时这样锅放回去。
一只手放锅盖可以吗？
啊，
一只手放锅盖可以吗？
对，我就说是不是不可以两只手放锅，就是包括自己的锅都不能沾，是包括这个锅，
啊，
那个水瓶是包括锅。
Also he's asking that even if it's his own bowl, he cannot do like that. Also, for example, he's eating some food within his bowl, but halfway in his eating, he has to, you know, put down his bowl and take another rest. Also, in that case, is it allowable for him to put back his bowl like this? And then I take another rest, is the other point.
Put his bowl, but without smearing the bowl or not smearing?
He said it's like this. He put his bowl in, he put his hand inside the bowl.
Like that.
If he does not smear it from outside, no problem. Inside?
Okay.
Inside you can smear it because everything is food inside.
他说那个只要那个工人手没有碰到那个，就是那个就你自脏那个手，然后没碰到那个玻璃外边就可以，然后碰到玻璃里边那部分没问题。对。所以说你第二方式肯定是有问题。
啊，对，就是可能在手在里边的时候，可能不小心碰到那个。
小不小心都无所谓，反正你不可能碰到那个手是不可能碰到外边的，不在里边。
外沿
就是碰到内沿，然后比如把那
个菜上刮下来
的时候，剩下来。那有可能，我不知道。
哦，那这种我就想知道。
对，他的意思只要你把外沿弄到里
面去。就是碰，就是即便是刮下来，它留不到外沿了，这种。
So he's asking that. So why he's putting back his bowl? Because his hand is dirty, no? So he may scrape the edge of the bowl, and then some dirty things maybe float down the brim of the bowl. In that case, if you find offense or not.
If it is by accident, it's no offense because it says no. Without mindfulness, if one does not intend, asanchicha means if one does not intend, hand event.
Okay.
那个，刚才我想问一下，那个这条戒 器那个词，翻翻译啊不把那个水瓶那个词啊，
嗯、
它翻译成饮水器。
嗯。
然后在《疑惑度脱》里边讲的是那个就是贝壳，然后水杯，还有那个碗。
嗯。
好像我没有看到锅。
He said that in the Vinaya Pitaka, actually the word he uses a bottle. In the Vinaya Pitaka, the word he uses is bottle or vessel.
Bottle?
Yes.
Paniya Dalaka. Paniya means Dalaka means a vessel to, for putting water. No? Usually, that is a main vessel. For putting water means like a mug, a jug. It's like a jug for putting water. So. Because that is mostly what these monks did. These monks actually, because they want to wash the bowl. After they finish eating, so there is water bottle here. They want to take this and put water inside. Inside the bowl, you know, to wash. So then, and they touch it. So once you touch, then the other monk, he wants to use the same, and he becomes
that.
So then, and it goes from hand to hand. Sometimes, and they starting shouting. And the people who are serving them, they want to take back and see all this smeared with, that's called with food and so what. The people starting complaining. So it started like that. But then, now for example, for any other things you also touch, that's called become dukkha because it is repulsive. You make them repulsive.
Okay.
This is why Kankavedri and Samantabhasadika actually, Utsas and so forth, and expanding it. Expanding you should not do it with any other things also, because it becomes repulsive.
他说如果如果从印象本身世界应该看他是这样的，他说那个因为那个在佛陀那个时间，大家就是那个一开始就是那个洗钵之前，洗钵之前大家给天干家准备好一个公用的那个盛水的容器，然后大家不用他没有自来水嘛，他就你先拿这个水瓶拿着，然后那个倒水然后洗钵，这个水瓶是给大家用的。所以说你如果你拿着那个脏手把这个水瓶弄脏了，别人看别人也拿这东西，他会挑一些东西。所以说这个就是不管翻成水瓶还是热水器，热水器，这都是对的。它翻成饮水器是吗？
不是，我不是想问这个
啊，
我是想问，不管是马英九尊者翻译的是确实是饮水器，第一行
啊，它翻成饮水器了。
饮水器就是不管什么器吧反正我的意思是
然后我还没说完，其实然后我还没说完，然后他那个什么，然后这如果因为律相里边他只解释这当时那个因缘就是他用是这个词没错，然后后面在那个普段言和疑惑度脱里边，然后把这东西扩展了就是那个就是说那个不限饮水器，然后也其他这些东西都包括在内。
对，然后我的问题是
波为什么那个
就是这里面不管是饮水器还是什么贝壳什么的我通通没有看到波。
对 ，OK。So he's asking that here this bow is not mentioned in Kankavitra.
Yeah, but everything is atana santakan. Atama is whatever is one property. That means samanda basadi ko lagi. That means hatta ni leka. That particular basam badi. That's why it is the same repetition. Kisi san bukali kampi. Asma sangi kampi bhukali kampi atono sandakapi sang kampi savaramitaval kain as called nagahitava.
But
it is on ball and so forth, because usually kanani bhukali
he said didn't say patampi something.
Doesn't say.
Yes.
But you can see now usually you don't smear your ball, no, because now from outside you don't touch the ball outside. This is understood. Now this rule take place because now you want to wash your bowl, you take this part and so what the other part, or you move this plate, the other plate. So then and you put your hand usually inside the bowl. You don't touch the bowl from outside. But if you do like that, of course it is it can become repulsive.
Whatever
means particular vasana. Particular no. You make it repulsive. The bowl is not mentioned, but this is just examples.
Okay.
So then,
okay.
You think it is good to smear your ball from outside? You ask them. You like to smear your ball out from outside with food?
然后他说这个地方确实没写，然后我就是不管是普丹，因为那个疑惑多多这样只是照抄普丹言，然后普丹言这地方确实没有说自己的波，但是是这样，他说这几个贝壳碗杯只是几个例子而已。 然后他说可能那个，然后他说不过实际上也是应该包括在内的。然后他也符合那个，就是他前面说的那个，此以令人厌恶而禁止。然后那个这句话也是抄那个普段言的。然后那个他说因为你把波你用脏手把波外面弄脏，然后这也是令人厌恶的，所以应该包括在这里。他是这个意思。
是这样的，就是长老刚才问我，就是说我是不是想把波弄脏？我提这个问题的目的并不是。
不是，他不是说你想不想把波弄脏，他是觉得这个是不是那，你是不是觉得这个不恶心什么的？
这个东西恶心不恶心啊？
嗯、
我觉得我不是想把这个意思
啊。
这个我问这个问题是有原因的
啊，
因为那个
洗锅是、
不是洗锅，就是以前长老教我们往回吃饭的时候
啊，
左手的下面
啊，
然后我吃的时候呢、五个指头肯定都有食物
啊，
包括大拇指
啊，
在这种情况下，然后长老说，假如说我想我不可能用右手去拿这个杯子了，我只能用左手拿，但是左手在拨下面，然后左手在拨下面呢，那就是你必须放回
对对
拨脚，
对，
你有意思，你用一只手把拨放回到拨，我只能用右手把拨持开，然后把左手撤开，
对对对对，
所以说我不可能只触到拨的里面而把拨放回拨脚，
你这个地方只能去像我这样在旁边放一杯水了。
对、
对对，
我是想问是这样，就是说如果按长老之前教的这种方式的话，必须放一杯水，但是你知道山上没有人用这个，山上连
我在山上我用过这水，我还是用，对，
但是山上没有那个
碗，
对，
可是我记得我在山上是我用过那东西，
但现在没有，
现在没有、
我只是想问班天，就是说
需要来自
就是说，是如果用班内说那种方式，我又不，我又不去洗那个手的话，那就不可能做到这一点。
我给你演示一下，我给你演示一下。所以，
但是我觉得是什么呢？就是说，这个就是边上摆一个洗手盆，应该不是戒律必须的东西。
肯定不是必须。
如果戒律
必须需要的，
如果不是戒律必须的东西，而我用手托着这个钵是戒律必须的东西，那这个就矛盾了。
也不是矛盾，就是他你如果只用钵吃饭的话，就不存在这个问题。
对，对对对，这是
对对对。So he's asking that according to your teaching, he should while eating, he should hold his bowl like this.
Yeah.
So he said that halfway at his eating, if he must take another rest, for example, a cup here.
Yeah.
Because this hand is dirty, no? So he has to put back his bowl. In this case, because this hand is under the bowl, so in that case, he has to use this hand. Put it on the stand, and then it is only possible for him to touch this cup.
You can show me. It's so easy. You put like that. You put like that and take your hand left hand. Yeah. You can hold your bowl.
Oh.
No problem.
Okay.
当地人都这样的。
Oh, okay.
You can put also like that.You can put like, you can put like that also.
Oh.
And take something.
Okay. Okay. I understand.
这个你没有拨的颜色这么薄。
他们当地人是这样一只手拨着去洗锅的。
啊。
是这样拨着去洗锅的吗？
但是我一只手拿着锅去洗锅被人家说。说
你一只手。
我一只手拿着这个锅。去洗锅，我一只手拿着这锅去洗锅。
你不能这样，这样不恭敬。脏出锅了，这样可以，这样可以，因为你那是脏手，没有碰。
You can, You can use like that, yeah. No problem. Otherwise, it will like that. It will fall.
Yes.
Fall. You can put like that.
Yeah.
No problem. You can take everything you like. Ice cream. Easy. Another thing you can put here on the table. Put on the table, no problem. If you like. It's not a problem at all. So then, another thing now, you see, even if we go downstairs, people serve, no? Sometimes here falls liquid, ugly, smeared. Then trouble. Trouble means you have to wash and all these things, trouble. The same way, if you do it yourself like that, smearing, Yes, me, touching. Then all the ball, he goes to the rope, smiling to the rope. Then everywhere, it's not good. You have to use common sense. You can tell him as well. Whether others do it, you can pitabhatasala for them. People by accident, they smear your ball. Or you yourself smear the ball. It's troublesome.
他说那个
你手怎么把锅给拎起来，只要不使锅吊起来，动作再简单，他都OK。你明白他的意思，他就这个意思，他只要坚持劲而已。嗯，那个绳儿，他刚才，什么意思？勺子。我知道你是想说什么。
Is asking that is it allowed for him to use this smear hand to touch the spoon?
Spoon?
Yes.
Spoons are not mentioned because they use for to eat, no?
Mm.
So it is mainly a tool to eat, and it gets smeared anyhow. Anyhow, because you can put on the vegetables, it gets smeared, but the front part is smeared, the handle is not smeared.
Yes.
So if you know that other people use it also, it's better not to use, because other people want to touch also.
You mean
for common use, it's better not to use.
Okay.
Now, for private use, if you like, okay, the comment does not say. But for common use, it is not good, because other people also touch now. It gets repulsive, the handle.
然后他说那个勺子这东西它是吃饭用的东西，所以说那个这点没有提到勺子。然后他说那个，然后对于如果是公用勺子，你最好不要这样做，因为这样它也很让别人觉得恶心。但如果你私人勺子没问题，随便吃就可以。那他要是吃酸奶，那酸奶搁地上，然后左手拿着那个酸奶碗。 右手拿勺子吧，那就是说，当然是如果有洗手盆就 OK 了。假如说没有洗手盆的情况，那应该怎么办？对。
So he's asking that if he wants to eat the curd, on the ground. So this curd is already inserted with the spoon, which is for common use. They put a spoon, no? And that spoon is for common use. So then his right hand is already smeared. He can only use his left hand to take this cup and then eat. So it's inevitable to touch the spoon with the smear.
Inevitable?
Yes, inevitable.
As you like, but I mean now I can see, because this is a big game for you not to use, for you to use, because it's called, other monks are not going to take the spoon, because after you already eaten something from the curd, you put in your mouth, no?
Yes.
That means other monks are not going to use for their own purpose.
Okay.
Because the front part you put in the mouth.
Okay.
So now the handle, of course, if you want to smear it, you can smear it.
Okay.
But how practical it is, I don't know.
Okay.
If you like to do that.
他说是这种情况下，那勺应该算你私用的，就是说你在那个时候用勺子，其实那个其他人不会用。他说他这地方公用应该是指那个。
用完了以后别人也不用。
对，就比方说那个共活那个是有西餐你知道那种员工，他这地方像这种吃饭的人，他按他解释他叫私用。
哦。
然后因为他说你那是沾上你的特权，人家不会用你知道吗？
哦。
反
正
他这又是那种，比如说那个吞食物，吞食物他是用那个杯子来夸那个。来盛那个东西对吧？
嗯，
或者是他是用一个容器吧，
嗯，
来去那个叫喝什么舀那个汤到那个杯子里，
嗯，
那他舀的时候他肯定不小心肯定会可能会沾到食物，就是沾到比如说沾到椰子水啊，沾到那个汤啊，沾到什么的，就是反正
就不小心才会弄成这样的东西，
对，就是手上可能沾上，
对，
但是他在。因为他咬那么多杯，他每咬一杯，他手脏的时候他肯定知道，但是他已经知道的时候，他还因为他是 duty 嘛，他可能要做嘛，但他还是一直拿那个杯子，然后去咬那个汤，啊，那这种情况少不了。
So he's asking that why are you distributing this parish, for example, because in the last time there are some salmoners, especially, they're distributing this parish with cups, with cups. So they are using one cup on their right hand to take this parish out. So while doing that, their own hand maybe also smeared with porridge. It is possible. So he's asking that in that case, if they continue doing that, is there any offense or not?
So if people do it, of course, it's not. It can be offense if they do it intentionally. Means they don't care out of carelessness. So if by accident happens, of course, without intention. It's no offense.
Oh. 他说故意就犯了，不故意就不犯。
But I told 10 words, he told only two.
No, it's not two words. It's two sentences. It's two sentences. It's not two words.
Intention must be there. Did you hear about
this? Yes, of course. You don't know this language, that's why.
发现手上
这个东西的时候，
还是指的是发现了，但是这个没不故意，具体是什么？
So he's asking that, what do you mean by
unintentional? Intention means, it's called carelessness. You don't care, or just take and so on without care. So because you know that other monks are going to use this, okay? So it is not only you, you're going to use this, and you don't care. You just put the cup too deep into the rice cooker, so yeah, your hands also get smeared.
Okay.
And you trap other monks also, and this is this carelessness, carelessness which makes you to fall into offense.
So in the morning, and before the breakfast, so there's a grow buckets. So they use this cup to grow from the bucket, and then they put a small tray like that, and put the cup on the tray. So after they put this cup on the tray, this part will slowly flow down on this small tray, and then the second monk also take this cup
and use it. He said, according to this rule, this cup is already smeared with the food here. Then is this considered an offense or not?
It's not a way, because this is used, for example, to take rice kura from the packet, no?
Yes.
So, therefore now is the handle, if they smear the handle, of course, it becomes difficult for other monks to use it.
Yes.
It becomes repulsive.
Yes.
Because the other monks don't touch it from the button.
Yes.
They touch it from the handle.
Yes.
So therefore, that is why if you prevent other monks and so forth, because you make it repulsive, the handle you make it repulsive. So other monks can't use it because they have to smear your hands.
Okay.
So then you look at that, because you cause the main part of the vessel, means the handle, to get smeared.
Okay.
So button is not a problem.
Okay.
So he's asking that
is this rule only for eating time or not? But I mean, this thing and so forth, what I told you now, because you take this to eat, no? You take this rice gruel to eat. So if you get smeared your hand and you touch these cups and so forth, which other monks use, then it's look at them. Because it is, you take something to eat.
Okay. 然后这个被子罢了，然后这个被子罢了，把那个咬咬咬稀饭被给弄脏了，然后这也算，然后但是这个是给不给你吃饭吃。
With other things, it's not good to touch vessels which they get smeared, become
repulsive.
Even after you finish eating, you get up from your seat and go to the table and touch other vessels on the table which are clean. You touch them and you want to see what is this. And they all, something gets smeared. You are not eating. You don't want to eat also. You just want to see, and you touch it with smear food. Look at that.
然后他说你接着吃完饭以后，然后你那个纸还没有洗，就拿脏手，然后就碰桌面上另外一个容器，然后你看这容器，哪有容器？你并不是想吃容器，而是我只想拿这容器看一看，然后这一样翻过去。
So this is also common sense. Common sense means now this is sometimes parents also. Parents who are parents, they teach their children. Children how to eat and how not to dirty the place, to dirty the table, and how not to throw things on the floor. They teach the children. That is something civilized way. So then in that case, you have to use also your common sense that this is for a very civilized way, this is what people usually do.
他说那个，即使父母家小孩的时候，他也会进那个父母他也会教小孩这些事情，就是那个这种是文明的行为方式。他说虽然你在面对这些事情的时候，应该运用自己的常识，就是这是那个通常的一种比较文明的方式。
But there are some monks who did not come from good families. good families. They've grown like jungle families. They don't know how to eat, how to do this. Like Aborigines people, primitive people, Stone Age people. Stone Age people. And they don't know how to eat, how to do it. So then,
然后他说现在有些那个，比如可能因为不是来自好的家庭，然后可能来自一些那个丛林家庭或者土著家庭或者石器时代的家庭，所以说这他不是就不知道吃饭是这合适的那个行为方式。
Okay. Now here this I will go to watch this comes in Vinaya Pitakura. So in Anapati section.
Ah, yes.
If you have the intention to wash it or tell somebody to wash, you can touch. It's mentioned in Vinaya Pitaka. Okay. So shall we go to the next room?
那可能你念一下第五顺下。
有时罗世尊在，
是。
罗世尊在罗底国，郊于山地，永不临不离院。其实富比丘于居迦那达宫殿，将自梵蒂金洗功水，舍弃于俗家间。诸人非难，可以沙门世子也会有饭粒金洗过水，舍弃于俗家间。宛如在家受浴者，诸比丘彼等之，信此学术，我当会更有饭粒金洗过水，舍弃于俗家间。应当学，不得将更有饭粒金洗过水，舍弃于俗家间，不恭敬故。将混有饭粒之洗过水舍弃于俗家间，诸者，非不义者，不念者，无知者，有病者，取出，或坏，或熟取，或除去，而弃之。是故时，是否者，救出之犯行者不犯也。
你看你不是说那个第112。
Ça c'est de compatadona means now while we rinse the bowl after we finish, who goes the bowl? There are remains of rice, rice grains around, sometimes pieces of vegetables and so on. We don't take and throw it everywhere, not only inside the village, but if you throw it here somewhere, it so then it looks ugly. Okay. Therefore, we usually go here and there in the sink and wash our bowl there. You don't and then throw in the rinsings inside the sink. So that is appropriate way to do. So inside the monastery, don't throw so these things outside. For example, in the can become ugly. If people come around and so what they walk, people walk, they can see it, it becomes ugly.
然后他说那个就是这些而且意思说呢，就是你的那个洗完波之后，然后洗完波那个洗出那个脏水，然后不应该到那个村落之间。然后甚至你就是在寺院里边呢，就是我一般来说我们洗波，也是把洗波脏水倒那个水水池里边，不要随便倒在那个人们来来往往的地方，然后那样看起来很丑。
So then there are no offenses if.While washing the bowl, so then one takes the rice grains, no? Before washing the bowl, one can take the rice grain, collect them together, put them in one place, and then put water to wash, and then throw the water anywhere he likes. So then, that is one option. Then I will tell the second one.
Can you repeat this option again?
That is one means...one can collect all these rice grains before putting the water.
Okay.
Collect all these rice grains together.
Okay.
Put them in a leaf like that.
Okay.
So then keep to animals to, for example, to eat. And then after wash the bowl with water and throw the rinsing water outside.
Okay.
That is one option. Another option is I will tell second.
Okay. 取出后就是说如果说你那个你洗波之前先是把那个所有就是那个波里边所有的剩余饭粒集中在一起，然后把这从波里边取出来，然后把那个水倒掉，或者说你如果说你能把那个饭粒从水里边取出来，就是然后把饭粒所有的那个从水里边取出来，然后给动物吃或者给下人吃，然后只是把剩下那个水倒掉，这是不饭粒。
This is what we usually do, no? We go to the dustbin, as called, and then collect all the seeds from the bowl very well and what, and throw everything in the rubbish bin.
在我们这边也是这样做，我们先去那个垃圾箱里面，把玻璃把那剩下饭粒，然后倒垃圾箱里边，然后再去洗。
So then, and then only we go to the sink and wash the bowl. Okay, but because if there are many rice grains inside the bowl and we wash, even the sink gets blocked. No? So then, therefore, you better remove all the rice grains and so forth. So then the pipe of the sink will not be blocked. So...Another option is, as the commentary or Kangavidirin tells, if one has already put water into the bowl to wash it, so one can, because this, after washing all these grains, they accumulate in the bottom of the bowl. No? So you can take them slowly, collect them and put them out. Okay? After they are collected together in the center of the bottom.Then you can take them slowly, the seeds, rice grains and so forth, other vegetable pieces, can take them together slowly, and put them aside, and the rest of the water, you throw it out.
Okay. This I explained just now.
No, that is different now.
The first time you explained this, before you put water, and you collect these grains and throw it out. The second one is you put water first.And then you collect the grains.
You already explained?
Yes. In both ways.
So, okay, another option is, if there are seeds inside the bowl,
seeds or?
Seeds means rice grains and other pieces and so forth. Yeah. One can actually take the rice grains and smash them.
Okay.
That's called press them like that. Mm. So they become diluted with the water.
Mm.
Then I can throw the water in some place.
然后那个就让大家讲那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那
spitun patika. Spituns, no, in some monasteries they put spituns, for example, when the monks eat and sit, they put a vessel, it's called spitun, because you can spit inside.
And then?
But after the monks wash the bowl, they can throw this
into
the spitun.
Ah, into the spitun, okay.
Rinsing of the bowl,
yes.
You can put in the spitun, throw it in the spitun, or pour all the water inside the spitun.
So here it means patikahe, what?
Patikahe.
So this patikahe means this spitting. Okay. 你吃饭的时候他给你准备个容器，就是你洗完波之后，他给你摆个水瓶，然后你拿那水瓶那个水洗波，洗完波之后你把那洗不水倒那个容器，然后他说这个地方意思是你洗完波以后那水倒那容器，这是可以。
Yes.
So I have to write the whole sentence down, He's asking to translate the whole
Speaking.
into this space.
They can throw it into the speedo. Throw it into the speedo and cover it. This is the meaning. Cover it with the speedo.
So cover with the speedo and leave.
For them who use to cover it, to spit on. Now you can see in the Dhanasada, there are monks who use this to cover it into the spirit, particularly.
But here the subject is one.
Yes, but okay. Okay. I mean not people.
Okay, the people.
The people like that. You can tell me. People. Because it's different. Oh, no, the people. I will explain how this goes.
Okay.
This is plural. But it's just dana.
Yes, it's
plural. Like you say, now, there is, for example, now, for them who used to cover rinsing water with a spittoon, whatever like that, a people throw this into the spittoon. That means people who use a spittoon.
Okay. So this is
spittoon to cover it also. Cover it. What the spittoon means, you don't rinse in water, you cover it means you hide it.
Okay.
With the spittoon.
So the spittoon is for common use, that means?
It's common use.
Okay.
For them who use to hide. Right from.
I can.
These are working.
Because it is adino, it is disgusting.
Okay.
Therefore, now for them who used to cover to hide it, spittoon, as for the piku, throws the rinsing water into the spittoon.
Okay.
He does not eat it now because it's for common use.
Okay.
In the Dhanasara, for example, sometimes the spittoon is not used. It's not used.
Okay.
For to throw rinsing water.
Okay. Okay.
But those who use to hide. They didn't see water with the spittoon. They cover it and so they put it in the corner. So what? The people throw this, there is water in the spittoon.
然后他这个汉黑战士，就是说是那个对于那些使用痰盂来覆盖（括号）洗泊水的那个比库来说。 对于那些使用痰盂来覆盖（括号）洗泊水的那个比库来说，他使用那个痰盂，不是，他把括号洗泊水丢弃在痰盂之内。
那个第一个那个那个把地盖上的痰盂，
对痰盂。
不是，这还应该是那个使用汉语啊，使用汉语对。然后下一个那个巴蒂加，它是plural，巴蒂加当，这是plural，巴蒂加当，这是覆盖的，
我觉得覆盖的名词，就是它是它这地方指那个就是对。
那些使用痰盂覆盖的那个，就是这两个词合起来翻译，就是对使用痰盂覆盖的人（括号）那个的人，我加括号，就是对使用痰盂覆盖者来说。然后那个他把那个洗括号洗泊水，然后让痰盂。
最后那个是扔的。
对对对。
覆盖，那为什么覆盖的行？
覆盖这个是这样，它是那个，它台上一般都有个盖。哦，这样的。对。
也就是扔到痰盂里，然后盖上。
对对对，因为那边发臭的。
哦。
So you can tell now this distinction here because sometimes people is not used to throw drinking water. Sometimes the patichanta, some people may keep the spittoon only to spit.
Okay.
But here it is exception because it is for those who used to do so. And the people throw it, it's no offense.
Yeah.
And this spittoon is used for rinsing water. Otherwise, you can't throw this in every spittoon you find in front of you.
And he said,
然后那个这个巴蒂加那个它的原是，就是我在那个查那资料嘛，它是有容器的意思，它是本意就是容器。不是，它应该好几个意思，它有好几个意思对吧？啊，对，为什么那个时候？对吧？它有好几个意思，然后这是其中一个意思。痰盂也是其中一个意思。对对对。啊。就是然后那痰盂可能只是一个容器，然后这容器可能有好多用途，你可以可以可以可以往上盛痰盂，可以往上洗泊水。啊，那也就是说这个里边这个就是可以使一个专门放废水的一个。
对对对，你可以这么理解。
就不光是痰盂，一切放废水的容器都包括在那个。对，就是他为什么说他可以它那个它可以来覆盖洗泊水呢？就是因为它不仅也不是用来汉语，所以它才干这样的。哦，对吧？哦，对对对对对。啊，我的没想。
那可不可以这么理解？就是那个使用那个可以覆盖的那个容器，就是这个你说那个覆盖是名词还是形容词？是不是这个就是可以覆盖的那个这种容器，就是什么？不是，是那个名词的那个
人的人
语格对，他这个意思指那个的人
啊。
Therefore, now be cautious, no? Then the next option is, let me see, according to the Vinayapitaka, Bahiniharitva. One takes it outside the village. Bahiniharitva is one option, okay? Now, bhikkhu who eat inside the village, they can actually carry this and throw this outside the village.
然后那个带出货的意思就是说，然后在那个比或者是那个村里边拆之后，然后把这个那个里边三十多，然后带出村里之外，然后把这个那个。That
means somehow inside the forest.
这个可能是指那个森林里边。
So then how they translate the patika in Chinese?
Receiving.
How to receive it? On your head? On your pocket?
That's why the whole, if this understanding is wrong, the whole translation is wrong. That's why we have to translate again.
So then here, Buddha Dhatta explains receptacle for water, etc.
Yes.
Because you have Uddaka Patikaha. PTS, I don't know. PTS does not have it. Let me argue something. Yes, it says also. PTS, it says, receptacle for water, etc. PTS also. Don't take speed one.
Yes, but because it's not necessary only for spitting. So it's not necessary we call it spitting. It's just kind of vessel. We know it's from
the... It is actually, if it stands alone, if it stands with Uddaka Patika, it is actually who use it receptacle for water. But if it stands alone, it is used for spitting. Because we have duties for the Upajaya Acharya. So then how to put the spitun close to this? So this is used for spitun. But therefore, this distinction is for them who use to patichandendana patikhat. That's why this distinction, for them who use the spitun to throw water also. Then is no offense to for you also, for the bhikkhu to throw this there.
然后他说那个这个思路，如果因为什么掌握本翻译，他原因因为那个这个思路独立使用的话，他可能一般就是使翻译。比方说在那个绿香大瓶里边那个对戒师的那个义务，而你要给戒师说准备探鱼那个什么。然后那个时候他用的就是三这个思路是不独立使用，比方说你前面再加个水的话，然后水再加上这个，然后这两个词结合就是这个盛水的东西。
你去饭店吃饭之后，我要洗锅。洗锅的时候，那个洗锅水直接到了饭店那个水池里，那个水池就可以施肥。
So he's asking that if he is in a restaurant, for example, he is in a restaurant and he washes his bowl in the sink of the restaurant. Then the sink of the restaurant is also regarded as spittle or something.
Yes, this is, you have to ask because sometimes they have different sinks. In the front they have a sink for people to wash the hand, to wash the face, like that. So don't throw it there. You better ask because after in the back, in the kitchen somewhere, inside the kitchen they have some sinks. You can ask him to wash the bowl and they will help you. Don't throw this every sink because somebody might make remarks to you.
然后是这样的，但是你要看在哪个水池，然后因为饭店里边有一个水池拿来洗手的，然后你要是在那里边是那个你洗锅的话，可能会引激情，所以说你可以问是在厨房里边有没有水池，然后那里边水池的话，可能就可以用。
So even if there is no other option, what you do is you collect all the seeds, all the whatever it is inside the bowl, no? Collect everything, put it outside on a plate like that. And then, if there are no rice grains in your bowl, you can go and wash in the sink. Because if it is only water, it gets quickly goes away, you know. So nobody is going to make remarks. Because you don't spoil this sink, you don't block it with rice grains. Nobody is going to make remarks. But if people see you throw a lot of rice grains in the bowl, they might remark, the pipe might get blocked, they will tell you. Don't do that.
然后还有想象就是说你现在就是这样，就这个一会都会有点帅，你把那个饭纸扔到一起，然后把饭纸给取出来，然后再去洗了。然后这样的话呢，就是不会引起别人提醒，因为你这些拿着个袋饭纸不洗的话，那可能人家可能说，你看你因为你这个饭纸管不那个水管就被堵住了。
嗯，那
饭纸
到马桶里面的，就是这个痰盂了，马桶一冲就冲掉了，应该
不管。So he's asking that how about he pour this thing down into toilet sink.
So.That is also okay, no problem.
Yeah,
but you have to actually, after that, you have to wash the toilet.
Wash
because,
the toilet.
Yes, many ants will come.
Oh, yes.
Ants. So this is how many monks, actually, they make a mess inside the kuti because they don't know how to use, they eat inside the kuti.
Oh.
And some rice grains, they fall on the ground, and then some banana pieces, they fall there, and some sweet meats fall there.And if they wash the bowl inside the toilet, they don't clean the toilet afterwards. And then you have armies of ants coming. Ultimately, you can't step inside the kuti. Because some monks, they don't know about even to care about how to eat and how to eat.
他说：“你可以问，可以就是说，可以到厕所里边儿。但是到厕所里边儿，你必须把厕所冲一下。然后他说你现在有一些比如呢，他说比方说在锅底里边吃饭，然后在锅底里边吃饭了，然后把那个三味饭渣，甚至一些甜食，然后那个都弄到处都是。然后那不那个洗过水，到厕所以后，然后也不上厕所。对，最后慢慢那个整个锅底里边充满了蚂蚁大军都进来了。然后最后你都没你在整个锅底你都没有落脚的地方。
So therefore, if you eat in your kuti, and after that you sweep, you finish sweep, everything is put in your kuti. Maybe some rice grain has fallen on the ground, clean. And then in the toilet, if you have already thrown this in the toilet, because there is oil, sometimes the oil sticks. You have to use some soap-like powder or something like that. It's harpic, this cleansing for the toilet sink, and with a brush.Remove it, not just flush water. Okay, the oil doesn't go. So then you have to wash it with this kind of toilet cleaner. So then, and the oil can die. Clean. No, can go away.
Okay.
So in that case, you don't invite trouble from ants.
Okay. 然后他说你如果在锅里吃饭是吧？记得这个吃饭一定要扫地。然后把那个洗不水到厕所之后呢，也要注意，就是说，因为你到厕所之后，即使你把厕所冲了，那层油还会浮在上面，所以说你不仅要拿清水冲，然后还拿洗涤剂，然后把那油洗掉也可以，不然的话，你都是招来蚂蚁。
So then, if you throw it outside the window, make sure there are not many rice grains. If there are many rice grains, monkeys will come.
Okay.
One rice grain, sometimes, wow.10 monkeys.
Okay. 然后他说那个，然后你就如果你把那个剩余食物到窗外的话，你也要注意，不要注意你剩余食物里不要很多的米，然后不然的话可能会招来很多猴子。比方说你有十个米，可能就是十个猴子。
So because they have smell, monkeys they can smell. Immediately they will take. And then you have.Monkeys jumping inside, expecting for you to give them something more. It's called, and they will. 1 hour you have monkeys around.
因为你在那时候食堂是有气味，然后后闻到气味，然后在你锅底周围不停的跳，然后希望你给它更多。然后在一个小时之内，你可能是后都对。
So if no monkeys are coming, sometimes also other birds coming. Chew, many birds. If you want to meditate.Too many birds. Problem.
然后他说即使没有猴子，然后鸟也会，然后可能你当然也想禅修，然后鸟就叫。
Squirrels, you know squirrels.
然后那个松鼠也可能来。
In the night, rats also come.
啊，对，晚上老鼠也会来。
And then if rats come, snakes also come.
老鼠来就蛇也会来。
So then you invite all the forest animals to come to your kuti. So then dogs also, dogs now you see, yeah, problem, big problem with dogs.
Dog is a big problem.
So if dogs come, you have also dog ticks. That's called this.
Lice.
Yes, inside Europe, many lice also. Dogs are coming around your foot and sleep outside and waiting for food.
然后狗如果在你柜子里可能出现很多那个狗屎的，然后那狗屎的可能放在家上。
So everyone all do know this rule applies inside the village, but inside the forest is mostly the problem which monks encounter, because they don't know how to deal with rinsing the food or throwing food, how to throw it. Nali Mele becomes. The kut becomes infested with ants, cockroaches. We have house lizards. And then outside the kut also you have many animals coming. So therefore now how you can meditate, it troubles.
So then the forest is the problem, not the village, it seems.
Okay, be careful, no? Before you throw your food, so that don't invite all kinds of vermin coming to your food. So then, okay, shall we go to the next?
Next. 汝等何以说法耶？于人此非令未信者深信，乃至诸比丘汝等当如是诵此学处。我将不对手持日散者说法，应当学如是世尊为诸比丘定治力学处。尔时诸比丘未甚对持日散之病人说法，诸人非难，何以沙门是以不对手持日散之病人说法？ 诸比丘闻诸人之非难，于是比诸比丘白世尊，其实世尊已是因缘说法而告诸比丘曰：诸比丘听许对手持日散之病人说法，诸比丘汝当汝等当如是诵此学处。我当不对无病而手持日散者说法，应当学日散者有三种。 白布伞，那叫念什么？白布伞，就是这个中间这个。令伞、叶伞，此等，有曼达罗巴陀作为沙罗加跋陀作之伞盖。 若说者，由具而说法者，具譬提罗；由语而说法者，语譬提罗。法者，佛所说，声闻所说，天人所说，天人所说，而具意具法者，无病而持三者，不得谓之说法。故恭敬故对无病而手持日散者说，对。 无病而手持日散者说法，推罗，非故意者、无念者、无知者、有病者、是故时、痴狂者、最初之犯行者犯也。在说法相应第一，凡手中持有伞为手持伞。 凡是将伞放在身体的某部分，只要手还未离伞，就不能为他说法。假如他持有其他种类的伞，或放在腋窝内而伞离开的时候，则不名为手持伞，则可以对他说法。这里的法限定当知，只是在句法学术所说的方式。
Okay, now here, regarding teaching the Dhamma, now those days, the people, they would regard it as disrespectful. So, to teach for others Dhamma when they are holding umbrellas in their hands. Okay, it means, hand means this, the palm, holding the umbrella there. So therefore, the Buddha put this rule down, not to teach the Dhamma to such people who hold the umbrella. But if that person does not have the umbrella in his hand, he puts it maybe on the lap, he puts the umbrella on the lap, he puts it
on the armpit,
or he uses the umbrella like standing here, like he, while standing, for example, he puts the umbrella standing, it's called leaning on his body, leaning on his hand. So then, therefore it's no offense.
然后他说，但是那样只限是用手持伞，比方说他把那个伞放在膝盖上，或者说他那个伞他只是靠在自己身上，或者拿那个腋窝去夹那个伞，这都是不犯。
说那个 ，now here, three kinds of umbrellas are given. Okay.
我讲了三种伞。
It's an example. Example, like you see, usually, now these are the umbrellas which lay people use. Okay? Lay people used in India those days. Maybe in other countries there are different umbrellas. But in India, these are the three kinds of umbrellas used by the lay people.
然后那个他说这个地方，然后绿藏里边举了三种伞呢，就是说在印度的时候，然后在家人使用的伞。
One is Seta Chata. Seta means white umbrella, which mostly used by kings, ministers, these high rank people in the society.
然后第一种伞是那个白伞，然后白伞的话，它那个它是主要是用于那种那个像国王大臣或者这种其他的社会上阶级地位比较高的人所用的伞。
So therefore, if a king comes in front of you, would you then? If a king comes in front of you, or a minister, and he has white umbrella in his hand. You should not teach the Dhamma, no? Okay. If a Chinese politician comes and says, one day please teach the Dhamma, while holding an umbrella, you can't. You tell, you remove the umbrella. You tell, remove the umbrella. After I can teach.
比方说一个中国的政客，拿一把伞，然后那个靠近你的时候，你说你把伞放下，然后跟你说。
So then, now this is one umbrella. The other umbrella it is what ordinary people use. Kilancha means made of sticks.
Sticks.
Like the Burmese umbrella you have seen. Burmese.
I don't know what is Burmese
umbrella. Now, first you have to know
the palm leaf umbrella.
palm leaf and bread.
It's like, no, it can be also like Burmese, but you know, Seta Chata is made of cloth, you can tell him, no? Seta Chata is made of white cloth.
This I already told.
You told white cloth?
The cloth.
Sticks like that. There are many sticks. Are mostly made of many kind of. Sometimes they use this kind of coconut sticks around it.
But you cannot use only sticks. What is the material in between?
So then. They use different materials. It depends on what they can cover it with some other plant material, something like that. But most of them are sticks. Maybe they put some cloth also. Sometimes nowadays they put cloth. But those days they use some other plant material. So they cover it. They put sometimes they stick some other grass. Grass and so on, but mostly it is with sticks. And sometimes you can't close it. It is only open. You can't close it.
Okay. So this kind of bird we have in China also. It's called a bamboo bird in China.
From bamboo sticks, or like that. So you can use different from coconut sticks like that.
Yes.
So that is one. The other is can't just plain cloth. How they make it. And then. And all these umbrellas, well, then palm leaf umbrellas, palm leaf. Now here, Singhalese monk, they use this kind of panachata. It is from leaf. You can get banana leaf, for example. You can get a big banana leaf.
然后他说那个，然后第二种那个立伞人指的是那种用枝条做成的伞，就比方说他画这个伞这个样子，就是说他那个伞那个从顶部然后放射出不少的枝条来，就比方中国那个竹伞。 他说这个是在缅甸话，反正是那个椰子那个枝条，做那个椰子那个枝，做这个枝伞。然后他是那个中央就是这样，可能放的是布，然后也可能是草或者下那个。然后这是第二种那个叶伞，然后第三种那个叶伞可以是芭蕉叶，也可以是棕榈叶，然后这边用的棕榈叶伞。
So, you told about the Singhalese monks who use this kind. I don't know whether you have seen.
Yes.
Migodabani, he uses.
You remember Aryananda also uses
it. Aryananda also
uses
it. Ah, yes. This is a panachata.
Yes.
And now regarding this, three kinds of umbrellas. So some monks, they make big fuss because they think what should the color should be about color of umbrellas. They think because he has mentioned white, they think only white is
allowed.
But if somebody comes and he has a blue umbrella in his hand, can you teach Dhamma to him?
然后他说，但是如果说一个人拿一把蓝伞，那怎么办？你可以对他说话。不可能。一样是不可能。Therefore,
according to this rule, the color doesn't matter. So then, in the same way also now, here, we have only Seta means white, but the rest, Kilanja, the other umbrellas, what the color should be, it's not mentioned. Because now you see this kilancha, this kind of umbrella, which is made of sticks, can be any different colors. Can be brown color, can be also any colors, depends on the material you use.
然后他说那个，所以这件这个这件这个那伞什么颜色是没有关系的。
然后对于那个第一种白布伞，它可能它的颜色已经是比较就是白色，但是对第二种那个栗伞和第三种叶伞，这可以是任何颜色。
So again, panachata means umbrellas made of leaves, can be green, can be yellowish. It depends what kind of leaf you use.
就比如第三种那个叶伞，它可以是那个可以绿色，也可以是接近黄色，那看你用什么样的叶子。
So therefore, according to this rule.The color doesn't matter. What matters is what that if that person has an umbrella, any kind of umbrella, even modern styles of umbrella in his hand, but you know to exist in Buddha's time, he took an offense to teach him to that.
然后呢，所以说这件事跟这个伞什么颜色是没有关系的。这件事就是说，就是你不可以对那手里边拿任何形式的伞，哪怕是现代伞，那些人说法。
So, except if that person is sick, according to this rule, no problem. You can teach the Dhamma if he is sick. Because maybe it is, he is under the sun. If he is in a sunny day and he feels a little bit weak like that and he has to hold the umbrella, okay, you can teach him because he is sick. Or if it is raining, so you can teach him he is sick.
然后他说那个，但那个对，除非这个人是病人，然后对于病人来说，他拿这个伞是可以跟他说话，因为比方说这个天可能那个太阳很毒，然后那个他怕那个强烈日照，然后他想拿这个伞遮一下自己，或者说今天是下雨天，他怕淋雨淋，然后那个病人怕淋雨淋，所以说你可以在这种情况下可以对病人说。
Okay, now regarding the Dhamma, we have learned the rule.About how to teach the Dhamma to a woman, for example, how it means Dhamma, and how many words one should not teach the woman, and so forth. But here it is, the dukkha offense is by every word. By every word, it is not 5-6 words. It is by every word is dukkha, if you teach that person Dhamma.
然后关于这个地方法的解释呢，我们之前讲那个对女人说法的那个巴西利亚时候已经跟大家解释过了。然后那个地方还有个很详细的分别，就是说你就是对女人说法不能超过五六语，然后那个五六语怎么算的？然后这个地方呢，就是那个就是说那个你说的每一个词，就是语语突击论，就是说你说一个词，每个词是突击论，都是个词。然后那个不那个五六语的解释音。
So another known offense section is that if, for example, the person you teach the Dhamma, he is not holding the umbrella, but there is another helper behind him who holds the umbrella. So in that case now, you have to think, okay, I'm not teaching the Dhamma to the helper. So I'm teaching the Dhamma to the person who sits under the umbrella, who does not hold the umbrella.
Okay.
There is no offense.
比方说这种情况，然后一个人忍住，然后旁边另一个人撑着一把伞，然后这个时候你如果说法，你就应该那个决议。然后我不是对手里边撑着伞那个人说法，我是那次坐在伞下那个人，是吧
？Now regarding umbrellas，
这可以决议的。
不是决议，就是说有这个想法，不是那个念巴里的那个决议。
So regarding umbrellas, so if a person comes to you and he wants to, you can tell him.Can you please put the umbrella aside? Okay.
如果您是手里拿把伞，然后你想对他说法，然后你可以先跟他说，你可以先把你的那个伞放下。
So then you can teach.
然后你就可以说法。
Then, now, regarding umbrellas, there are other rules also. Other rules in the Chulavaka Pali. That monks.Can use umbrella inside the monastery, whether sick or not sick, no problem. But if they go to the village, they can use umbrella only if they are sick. So inside the village, for now, only sick monks are allowed to use umbrella. Like sleepers, for example. About like sleepers, sick monks are allowed to use inside the village. In the same way, umbrella, only sick monks can use inside the village.
So even where
it means cities, towns, everywhere.
So even where raining, you mean?
Just a moment.
Okay, okay.
You tell this.
Okay, okay. 然后他说那个，然后那个就而且那个小品里边还有个关于想那个其他学术，就是说那个这里边这里边讲就是说那个在寺院里边，不管你是有病还是没病，然后你都可以用伞。但是如果是村落中的只有病者才可以用伞。
Now sick monk means.For slippers, I told you, sick monk means if one has some wounds in the feet. Now, in this, with umbrella, it is that if one has, for example, cold and flu, one has pneumonia, or some other ailment which can aggravate if he gets wet by rain, so then, or by sun, because it might get sunstruck, so that person can use the umbrella.That monk, that bhikkhu can use umbrella.
然后那个这个伞这个剑，就那个拖鞋那个剑，然后在拖鞋时候我们也是那个，就是在村落中的时候是那个只有病者可以用那个使用拖鞋。然后他说这个伞这个地方，他指的那个在拖鞋那个地方，我们指那个病者呢，是指脚上有伤的人和病者。然后在伞这下剑里边，我们指的是这种。你患有比方这样的疾病，比方说感冒，比方说肺炎，然后这些病，你如果被雨淋湿，或者再遭受强烈日晒，可能会导致这个病恶化。然后如果你有这样的疾病的话，是这二阶所指的那个病者。
So then, and then according to the commentaries now, if it is raining, so then maybe that moment one is not sick. But if one's robes get wet, and then after some time one might get sick, because one might catch cold. In order to prevent sickness, also you can use umbrella.
然后他说那个，然后但是根据这条戒说呢，就是说那个，比方说在下雨的时候，然后即使你没有任何病，但是你的那个袈裟会被那个雨给打湿。然后就加上被雨打湿之后，你可能会因此而生病。然后这个情况下，你为了防止自己那个生病，然后使用伞，这也是不犯的。
So the same way now, if it is sunny, so then you might not get any problem with the sun. But after midday, if it is too hot, you might start getting headache like that. So sunburn or red monk.
然后他说那个。然后他说比方说同样情况，如果热天气日照非常厉害的话，然后你当时可能没有觉得什么问题，但是被太阳晒之后，你后面可能会导致你头疼，或者导致你那个皮肤晒伤，所以说为了那个预防出现这可能出现疾病，然后使用这个伞的话也是不犯。
So then, in that case now, in order to prevent any sunburn or sunstroke, something like that. One can use umbrella.
所以在这种情况下，为了避免这种日照导致中风或者说能晒伤，然后那个可以使用那个伞。
Otherwise, you will end up being red like him. Otherwise, if you don't use umbrella, you will end up being red like him. Red like him.
Okay.然后他说那个，然后他说如果在那种情况，如果不用伞的话，然后最后大家可能就变得像他一样红。
You have seen red
man? Oh, yes. Red.
White is
red.
White is red.
Because he got sunburn. That's called. He has been exposed to the sun.
Okay.
So if he stays like that, you get like single skin.You die to die to the sun, you get single skin.
然后他说你是因为这样在阳光底下晒，然后最后你皮肤就会那个先让你一个脸。
Some foreigners who come here, and they go to the beach. So after some times, you don't know whether it is European or single is difficult to
find. 然后他说外国人来西南海，然后在西南海滩上晒一段时间，然后靠那个过一段时间之后，你就看不出这个人是欧洲人还是西南海。
So then, okay, now and then other things about chatta about umbrellas is one should not put one's bowl on the umbrella. Sometimes You don't want to put on the ground, you put on the umbrella. There is a rule, you should not put on the, your bowl on the umbrella.
然后还有关于伞戒，就是说你不能把那个波放在伞上。
Especially the umbrella if it is open, open.
然后尤其是伞张开的情况下，就比方说那个伞张开放在地上，不允许。
Because there was one incident when one monk he put his umbrella in an open umbrella, his bowl in an open umbrella, and the wind came and he took the umbrella, took the bowl also.
然后这件事情是这样，说那个以前有个比丘，然后把那个伞张开放在地上，然后把钵放在伞上，然后刮了一阵风，然后那个整个伞和钵全部都翻了。
So then, okay, now if you go to the village, you can carry umbrella with you. You can carry. Only if it is very serious reason, you open the umbrella. Okay, because if you are still not sick.Not because you have some sunlight comes, oh, like ladies, ladies, they want to protect the skin. they immediately, little sun, they immediately put umbrella. It is not good, okay? For monks, it is not a reason to use umbrella for that, to prevent the beauty of the skin.
然后他说那个就是你说出门是可以带伞，但是那个只有当那种确实比较严重的原因的时候，你才可以把伞打开。比方说那个日光很强的时候，但是如果说就是日光不是很强，那你不要像女人一样为了让那个保护自己皮肤，然后就把那个伞打开，然后这个对这样人是不合适。
But nowadays in Sri Lanka, monks they are like ministers. Not only minister, even sometimes, if you see sometimes in the cities like that, sunny day, only monks use umbrella. People no use umbrella.
Why?
Because they think it's just monks, some of these, especially university monks, these temple monks, they use umbrella because they have a kind of luxury life. They have a luxury life.So therefore, this is how people, they think these monks and so what, they are just eating very good meals. So then they want to have to maintain the skin also now. So you put umbrellas, like ladies.
可能你在看那个天气不是那个阳光不是特别强那时候，城市里面没有其他人打伞，就是出家人在打着伞。然后这种情况是因为他们那个这串人过着一种比较奢侈的生活。然后呢，然后人们看到这种情况可能会想，这里面这些那个这串人吃那么好，然后让那些黑人想来保护自己的皮肤。
So it is very common in Sri Lanka to see monks, like you say, normal day, no raining, not much sun.No, people, even women, men, children, nobody use umbrella in the road. But then you can see a monk, tick, 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 tick with umbrella. So then, it becomes, I call it, it looks ugly. There is no special reason there. So then, So then, therefore now you can use, if you have umbrella, you can carry with you. If it is some heavy rain like that, raining, so what, or hot sun, no problem, you can use it. Because most of the people also use, most of the people, lay people also use. But don't use it for small reasons, for trivial things.
他说那个是你可以在那出门是可以带伞，然后只是在那个但是是真的有比较严重原因的时候，然后那个就是要使用伞的时候，然后你才可以使用伞，然后不要为一些微不足道的原因，是使用这个伞。
The other monks also they put because it is sunny, it's hot. If they go for pinnipada, they use umbrella, and they go pinnipada with umbrella on their head.
然后你看一些比丘，然后在那个天气比较晴朗的时候。
So that is also not suitable. Just because of little sunlight, you are not going to die. Sunlight is good, you get energy, D vitamin. You get full of D
vitamin.
Don't be afraid of sunlight. Sunlight is very healthy.
所以不要害怕日照，让日照是很健康。
not too much sunlight, but moderate, okay.
适量日照，那不是太多的日照。
So, okay, any questions?
但有什么问题吗？我想问一下，那个佛陀对出家人使用的伞的适量和颜色有没有要求？
So he's asking that is there any restrictions for monks regarding the pattern and the color of the amber?
Yes. Now the commentary is mentioned that at least should the amber should be multicolored.
Multicolored.
Means should not have two different threads. Okay, threads. It is about two threads can be used, but not. Three different threads, like it become multicolored.
Okay. So two color is okay, but
two color means it is somehow accepted. Maybe from outside is brown color, from inside maybe yellowish color.
Okay.
Is accepted. Oh, the other way around. Okay. Not mixed colors, multicolored. Like ladies, they have flowers or like that, decorated umbrellas, or you can advertisements on the umbrella. Advertisements. Advertisements or some like cigarette advertisements or some alcohol advertisements. These two colors. Inside different color. Outside, inside, same color. So some people they use different colors like rainbow colors.
Rainbow.
Oh, yes, yes.
Don't use this kind of thing.
然后那个式样的就是伞，是不是什么叶子伞，只能用某种，就是三种伞里头的。So
how about the patterns and materials?
Materials I mentioned, you can use any materials. It can be nylon like this, can be cloth, can be height also can be. It can be any other materials. It's not mentioned. Because now these are the three umbrellas would usually use in India. Okay, but I mean now, if a person who comes to teach, he holds an umbrella made of what kind of material? Maybe of silk.
Silk.
Okay. Silk, or make made of hide. Therefore, you can teach the Dhamma to him. You can because it is dukkata. Any umbrella I can include. Means they are called anuloma. No?
Yes.
They are anuloma umbrellas. Anuloma means in conformity with these three umbrellas, the other umbrellas. So then, any kind of umbrella is used.
然后他说那个，这地方这个材料没有限制，你可以用使用任何材料，比如说尼龙布、丝绸都可以。然后在三种伞只是印度在印度同样使用的三种伞而已。 然后，比如说一个人拿一把尼龙伞可以，你还是一样不能对他说话。所以这，哪怕其他材料做成伞，我们也视为是伞的那个随身。
So even here in this room, if a person comes with an umbrella with rainbow colors, you teach the Dhamma dukkata.
然后他说，所以在这里，如果一个人拿一个彩虹色的伞，然后那个靠近你，然后你就对那个这个说法，你还你也一样看不懂。
So any kind of umbrella he holds in his hand together, according to this rule. But for monks now, for monks, the commentaries advise not to have multicolored umbrellas. At least two threads, two different colors of threads. Okay, but not three, four, five colors and so on. Become to use for monks users is not good. The commentaries advise.
然后说对于这是对于比库那个那个就那个那个就比库应该使用散装，然后著述里边建议是最多使用两种颜色散装，不要使用三种颜色或者三种以上颜色的散。
然后我想问一下，就是那个我看到就是龙树林入村脱钵的比库一般都用那种棕叶伞，还有一些就是那个上座比库也都用这个棕叶伞，这个是不是这个是不是一种那个就是传统斯里兰卡，这是不是斯里兰卡的一种？
不是传统，是那个罗曼大派这样。然后你看那个西罗派那个大长老，他们
不是。
对。
那我就是说，如果我们入村脱钵的话，如果带这种就是普通的现代这种伞，会不会引起居士的畸形？
会引起大长老畸形。
大长老畸形。
然后我可以帮你问一下，他们讲这么多，然后他们。So he's asking that now he has seen these elder monks here. Many of them they're using these palm leaf umbrellas, and also for those people who went to village nearby, they also went with only this kind of palm leaf umbrella inside the village. So he's asking that is this some kind of tradition here?And if we go to the village spin apart with a modern umbrella, will there be any complaint from the lay people?
Now, according to the commentary, it's panachata. Panachata means umbrellas who are made of leaves, of plants, and so forth.They explain it that it is allowed to in for non-sick monks is allowed. They commented it. Non-sick monks. So whether you're sick or not, you can use leaf umbrella anytime you like. Everywhere, inside the monastery, inside, outside the village, no problem, according to the commentary.
Okay.
Whether
you're sick or not.
Inside the monastery, outside the monastery, no problem, everywhere. This is the explanation of the commentary. So for now, you can tell this. Then the second point.
然后他说那个这第一点是这样，然后关于这个叶伞，那个这种叶伞，就是三种伞里边第三种叶伞，那著述里边这样说，这种对于这种叶伞，不管你是有病没病，然后不管你是在寺院里还是寺院外，都可以随便用。
哦，这样啊。
对，这是第一点，然后他要讲第二点。
Happy.
这个叶伞随便都可以用。
So then, therefore now here these forest monks, they take it at advantage.And they try to make leaf umbrellas. Because they think, oh, how wonderful. You can use anytime you like. No. So they make a lot of effort to make these leaf umbrellas. Because if you go to the village, you can carry this leaf umbrella anywhere. You can put it with little sunlight, and so you can put your umbrella. Sometimes under the shadow of trees, they put umbrellas up.
然后他说那个森林派比库，然后看到这点之后呢，然后就开始大做这个叶伞，因为这种叶伞就是不管男的，不管什么原因的时候，什么情况下都可以使用。然后有时候你看他们在树荫下，他们会用叶伞。
So therefore, those days in the headquarters, Galdu, so that becomes so popular practice. So then and.Even monks, while going for Pindapada, whether it is raining, no raining, sunlight, no sunlight, all the monks have to open the umbrellas and go for Pindapada. So Pindapada hall.
They have to do that, you mean?
Yeah, Pindapada hall.
然后他说这因为这个原因呢，所以这东西在那个总部一度那个总部一度非常流行，就那个时候那个你脱钵的时候，然后不管有没有雨，然后有没有太阳，然后那任何时候，然后每个人都必须带着个叶伞脱钵。
For little sunlight you stuck in your head on your eyes. Now people use sunglasses no. Now monks can't use sunglasses. Therefore tucked immediately they put the umbrella.They hold the umbrella and so because the glare of the sun, to prevent the glare of the sun. Just a little bit and so forth. Or you feel a little bit heat of the sun, immediately pop, you open the umbrella. So then, this is what these Galdhubi monks use this umbrella so often.
然后他说呢，就是对对对自在具来说呢，反正如果说只有一点日光的话，他们我们戴太阳镜。然后对比库来说，他不能戴太阳镜，但是他们可以使用这种伞。所以说，那怎么过事呢？话只有一点热晒，或者说就觉得有一点热，他砰就打开这个伞。
Therefore, a lot of effort now is done. Sometimes monks they spend days and days and days to make this umbrella. One to make an umbrella. It takes long time. Okay.Long time to make it.
他说这种伞要花很长时间去制作，然后可能一制作这么一把伞，可能花几天时间。
So it is a whole skill. You must have to develop a certain skill how to make this umbrella. It's not easy for everybody to make this umbrella.
他说制作这么一把伞是很不简单，你必须有一种特定的技能，然后你才会这个事。
Monks they spent weeks sometimes to learn this technique.How to make this umbrella?
然后你学的比库学这种技术，可能要好几个星期时间才能学会。
And then another point is that they don't last long. These umbrellas don't last long.
Okay. 然后还有一个问题就是这个伞是不是用不了多长时间
？So then, if you don't know how to protect it, either it gets fungus, or gets attacked by other creatures, insects. So then, if it gets wet.You immediately have to put in the sun to dry it. Otherwise, if you keep it inside the booty all the night wet, next day you will have bad smell because of the fungus. So it is not only after you make the umbrella, as called, everything finishes. No, it does not finish. You have to know how to protect this umbrella as well.
然后这种伞的护理也是非常困难的，就是说它很容易被真菌感染发霉，然后很容易被昆虫咬。然后尤其是这种伞被雨打湿之后，立刻放太阳底下晒，要不然那个过一晚上，第二天就气味。
So then, and the maximum time this umbrella can last maybe 1 year. After 1 year, it breaks. Rain leaks. Rain can leak inside.Then you can't use it for long.
这种伞最长也能用一年，然后一年之后这伞就破，然后又漏雨，然后就不能再用了。
Again, in Galdove, monks they will collect together and make umbrellas. For maybe 1 month preparations, how to make this umbrella.
然后这伞破了之后呢，然后呢，总部人那群人会聚集到一起，然后就准备这个伞，然后可能要准备一个月时间。
So.In old times here in Sri Lanka, they won its European umbrellas were not there. European umbrellas, they were not there.
在古代时候，然后在西南海没有那种欧洲式样子。
And people in villages like that, they will use temporary umbrellas. During the rainy season, after the rainy season is finished, you have to throw the umbrella away.
然后村落里边这些人们，他都是用暂时性而一次性的伞，然后雨季过的时候，这伞就扔掉了。
Therefore now, if you go for village Pinnapattan and you carry this kind of European umbrellas, they will think according to the Vinaya it's not correct to use this. According to the Vinaya, European umbrella. But leaf umbrella is no problem.
所以说，如果说你进村来带伞的话，如果你伞是欧洲式样伞，然后他们可能觉得你用这伞是不对的，然后不合纪律。但是如果使用叶子伞的话，他们就没有问题。
So except if you are heavy rain, you get sick and so on, you can use them. You are sick, no? Then you are allowed to use this European umbrella.
然后除非你有病的时候或者下雨的时候。
I don't know. It depends on if somebody complains. Better not to argue, no. Try to keep the standards here.
然后就是说，所以如果有人，他说他也不知道。如果有人对你提出这种抱怨的话，你也不要跟他争论。然后既然这边都是执行。
什么时候都可以用
叶
子？
他说什么时候都可以用？
就是可以。
对，就是可以用。
任何时间。
对。
那就冒问一下，
这个手持伞者，
嗯，
有没有详细说出来这个伞是打开的还是未打开状态？
So he's asking that for the person who is holding this umbrella, umbrella with his hand, is it mentioned that this umbrella is opened or not?
It doesn't matter whether it is open or closed. You hold it, no? It is, the umbrella is in your hand. So then, pani means this palm, within your palm. You hold it, closed or open, no problem. It is the same. Look at the offense.
伞是跟什么都是一样的，只要那个伞是在手指里面，都是如此。
那就是说，还有一种情况，他前面不是说是你对一个人说法，另外一个人帮这个人打伞，你说我是对没有打伞的人，这个说法是不犯。
对，
如果这个你对这个说法的人，他打了把伞，但是他是为了尊者打这把伞，那么说。
So he's asking that. So you're teaching Dhamma to a person, but that person is holding an umbrella for you. In that case, is it allowed to teach them?
Yes, it is not allowed.
Harbor.
Huh?
Harbor.
Bro.
It's no exception.
Interpreter word for
it. It doesn't say anything. Because you teach the Dhamma to him, no?
Oh, yes.
He holds the umbrella in his hand. Therefore, now, if he is not sick, look at him.
So he's asking that the monk himself is sick, but the person who is holding the umbrella is not sick. In that case, also not allowed.
It's not allowed.Because now the object is the other person. The Agilana should be, it means the Gilana should be the other person, not the monk himself.
So this person can be audience of the Dhamma talk can be anybody, can be lay people, can be someone, can be bhikkhus.
Yes, anybody. It doesn't make any difference.
都一样，就是他就是任何人，没有任何差别。
So if you have an, let's see, five people sitting here, okay, and then invite you one day give a Dhamma talk.Maybe one or two of them, they hold umbrella.
Okay.
So then, the monk, the bhikkhu now, he thinks how I can teach them Dhamma, because now out of the five people, three do not have umbrella, but two have. Okay. Then, there are two options here. Two options. So then, either to tell these two people to remove the umbrella, or the other option is to think,Okay, I will teach the Dhamma only to these three people who have no umbrella. I will not take the other two people as an object teaching the Dhamma. So then one starts teaching the Dhamma with the object to teach only the three people who have no umbrella, not the other people who hold the umbrella.
然后比方说这种情况，然后你对五个人说法，然后这五个人有两个人拿伞，然后三个人没有拿伞。然后在这种情况，你有两种选择，一个是你直接跟着两个人说，这两个人把伞放下。然后这是一种方法，第二种方法就是你在说法的时候想，我只是对没有事没拿伞三个人说法，不是二叔对那是有两个人说，是有伞的两个人说。Yes.
我想问一下，那个伞该算伞？那种大长老出去是旁边上面有
那是
这个是伞，
当然是伞，
放黄盖伞，
对，那就是伞。
我想问一下，就是那个，其实刚才张老师这种，如果是决意对另外三个人说话，不对那个打伞那两个人说话，那这个时候，比如说在大猫上面问答环节，那两个人提问题是不是不能这样？
So he's asking that in your case, if you're only teaching Dhamma to three people who is not, who are not holding an umbrella,
then if the other two people, if they ask questions to you, then it's allowable for you to answer it.
According to the Paticca rule about the woman, it says that if the woman asks questions, we can teach the Dhamma to her any amount of like. So then, but according to this rule, it is not said. It's not said. Therefore, now we must understand that this is restricted. Restricted, no? So, in that case, it is dukkha by doing like that. You can tell him. If you want to listen to you better remove your umbrella, then I can teach you.
然后他说这样就是跟那对女人设法那样戏不太一样，但是在女人设法那样戏里边，就是说那个你如果是那个女人主动问你，然后你回答的话，可以不受那个五六五限制，但是这样戏并没有这样说。所以说如果那个男散人问你问题的话，你跟他说你如果想听我说的话，就先把伞放下。如果你不让放下，就直接跟他说你回答的话，那个翻过去。
So he's telling that here in the Chinese translation, they translate the word umbrella as a sun umbrella, something like that.
Sunshield.
Yes.
It can apply to any, not only for sunset, for sun, can be for rain, anything.
Okay. 然后他说这个翻译是错的，但是不限于日伞，他可以用来这雨伞，或者其他任何山羊伞。
还有一个就是我想问一下，就是另外呢，就是应该刚才说那个这个叶伞可以是任何情况。
对。
那为什么在这个微藏里头？
伊霍多托根本没有提白伞跟那个什么那三种伞的，伊霍多托整个人没有提，只有绿藏里边提。
对，如果是绿藏里头专门提的这三种伞的话，那么在住处里头，他为什么说叶伞？
这是两个不同的学术，他要说的是另外一条街的住处，就说是比库因可以使用什么样的伞。然后这个地方是指不能那是两种说法，这是两个不同的学术。这怎么会冲突？这两个独立的学术不冲突，这两个独立学术就是说这个地方说就是这点意思是说那个这你不管是拿什么样伞，然后你不能对那个手持这个伞是吧？然后那样就是说对于比库来说，你在什么什么情况下应该用什么什么样的伞，这是两个完全不同学术。就是你介绍学术讲你如果那个人拿伞你应该怎么办，然后那个学术讲你应该使用什么样的伞，这两个学术完全没关系。其实我就肯定是不想放一窝儿的午餐，你想，所以我可以帮你问一下，so he's asking that if the this umbrella is fixed on the chair, this umbrella is fixed on the chair, and that person is sitting on the chair, and his hand is holding the chair. In that case, it's okay to teach them to that person. You know?
Yeah, because he does not have in his hand no the umbrella, he has a chair. No? It should be na pitta panisa, na pitta panisa gilasa. You have to put the new rule.
他说你这样借的话，他是指说是首长，就是判你一次。然后他说如果那样借的话，像你那样子的话，就是在你这个首长，那个都不可以让你再回答那个犯过罪，就是你得是冲一支借。如果说你这个也不允许的话，
就是在
跟伞连接的地方就不算。
对，都不算。他是不是他的意思？就是这个伞必须在你树上支撑。
Okay, now quickly the next rule. Who is reading? One more rule, finish. Okay, this is about stick, no? It's a stick. It should be about 4 cubits.
4 cubits?
4 cubits, no? Chatuhatu. Chatuhatu means 4 cubits. From here to here. Or, if it is longer than that, or if it is less than that, you can teach. It is not a tantra.
Okay, so it must be for cubits exactly, you mean? It must
this
be.
Is what the Vinaya Pitaka tells. Anyway, but you have to use your common sense also, no? Common sense now, you see, because now some people, if they carry these kind of sticks, okay, they might hit you also. Hit on your head, boom. So then be careful, okay, to whom you teach. If it is less than, if it is 3 cubits, for example, if you like to teach, okay. If it is 5 cubits, if you like to teach, okay. But now it is the measurements are called only for 4 cubits according to this. What to do? So then. So then now regarding that about this this stick and umbrella also, now for example a monk, someone or a bhikkhu comes and asks, Bhante, what does the Buddha say in that sutta? Can you explain this in the sutta? And he has an umbrella in his hand. He has a stick in his hand. So you can't teach him the Dhamma, what the Buddha told in that sutta. So you tell him, you remove the umbrella, you remove the stick, then I will tell you. Okay?
So that is
So even if sometimes a bhikkhu or someone there all like that by without mindfulness, if he starts tell you something, for example the Buddha told like that or some sutta or something like that, and he is not mindful, but if you hold an umbrella, you put the umbrella aside. Don't hold it when that bhikkhu or someone else talks about some dhamma point. You hold, put the umbrella aside, or the stick, put aside.
然后比如说你手里边拿着伞或者拿一把手杖然后另外一个比划或者上面然后他突然跟你说法然后你跟你讨论有关法的问题然后呢但是这个人他说法说他并没有注意你手里边拿什么东西
Okay, these are easy things. Then we go to the next rule quickly because you can finish this chapter now.
然后我们开始那个接下来，而且下面下面手机。
那像一般那种现在更加紧张，它那个高度大概就是站起了之后，大概从这里到这里，从腰这里到这里，那是不到四米，就是有辆，即便是身材小的，可能是1米6，一米六，然后呢，身材高的可能要4到2米，它得1米6到2米这个区域，从这儿到的话，那这些都是看看量的。
对, 对，他说是可以，就是他不是三指后，我这都可以。你这是三指。
Okay, who is reading? Indaratan.
No. You
can tell him you read quickly. The other rule.
59:6 read these two rules together. 59:60.
Okay. No.
59:59是一行啊。
Again, yeah, about the first is about satta, which is knife, even knife. But the Vinayabhiti tells it is a sharp instrument which can cut either from one side or both sides. Okay, the cutting quality of the one side or both sides.
然后那个第五节我觉得是用的，说是刀，然后那个但是根据律藏里面也是这个地方刀，就是它可以它一面有刃，然后可以可以两面有刃，然后可以这两面是可以用来用来上人。This
can include also swords. Swords.
所以这也可以包括那个剑。
So then, therefore, it can be small knife, big knife, or even longer side like swords. To hit other people.
所以说这个刀可以是一把细，可以是把小刀，也可以是大刀，可以很长的，比方一把长的剑。
So now this this can be used as a weapon also, which is actually not throwing it but holding in the hand, hitting somebody else.
所以这种刀是可以拿来做武器的，然后它不是拿抽纸，而是拿在手里边那个直接刺。
So therefore now if somebody cuts fruits in the morning, you don't go and teach Dharma to him.
然后是早上你看有人在切水果，你不要在这个时候对说。
If a monk comes with a knife to make kapya to you, don't teach the Dharma to him.
所以一个上马拿着刀给那个替你做定的时候，然后你不要在这个时候。
能教这个上马呀？ 可以洗
澡吗？
So he's asking that is it allowable for this man to teach this seminar how to speak Saban Kapiyan Karo?
That's not Dhamma, it's meaning.
So you can tell him, but it's called. So then you can tell him to remove the hair, the knife first, and then you can. But I mean, if he holds the knife, you can tell him like that, do it like that, do like that. He's nothing. Dhamma and so forth like that. You just to show it, no? You want to show how to do this. But you can better take the knife yourself into the hand and show you how to do this. Now regarding the next is Ayuda.
So
he's asking a slingshot.
The next, I want to explain this. The next instruments or weapons are for throwing.
Oh, yes.
Throwing instruments, sure, like that. Like an arrow, the arrow, it's called the bow itself, the bow of the arrow. So any spear, you can throw it like that. Or, no, modern days we have these guns, the pistol. It's called like automatic machine gun. Can be also. Granite.
Oh, granite, okay.
Granite to bolt like that, to fall. Yes. So,
the flash bomb?
Includes everything. It is, in the Vinaya Bhai gives few examples, but everything can be included.
然后他说这种东西呢，他说那个这个地方的武器呢，他说指那种那个投掷性的武器，比方说弓和箭，比方说投枪。 也包括现在一些武器，比方说手枪、机关枪，还有那个手雷，这都包括在里面。
So then, now the commander tells now if a person, he does not hold a sword in his hand, but has the sword leaning on his body, or he put it into the sheath. Then he does not have it in his hand. No problem, you can teach them.
然后他说那个，如果他那个剑不是拿在手里，然后那个剑直的倚在身上，或者那个剑放在剑鞘里插在身上，这没问题，可以的。
Or if a person comes with a pistol, and then he puts into his pocket, then you can disarm.
然后如果一个人他靠近你，然后他身上是一把枪，但是他插在腰间，在这个腰间口袋里，这时候你可以跟他说。
So if a soldier comes. It's called with guns. General army commander, he comes with guns, bullets everywhere like that. It's called. Then he does not have everything in his hand. It's called. Many weapons on his body. Automatic machine guns everywhere. So then, but nothing in his hand. No problem. You can teach.
比方说一个士兵或者将军或者司令，然后身上背着枪，然后身上背着把人很多子弹，但是手里边没拿任何武器。然后但是这样人你也可以跟他说。Okay. So any questions? So he's asking about slingshot. Yes. What's it called? Slingshot. To shoot monkeys, maybe.
So this can be used if, for example, it is used as a weapon to kill, to kill or to hit other people.
Yes.
Can also include under that. Because this, you can tell if he used for killing or for hitting. This can be regarded as a weapon. Because those days actually in our village, these village children, they would make these slings and go in.
Monk,
turn the birds. They will kill birds. Actually, you can even hit a person to the head with a stone and knock him down. Yes, it is. It is also a dangerous weapon. It depends on the skill, of the person who uses it. Some are very skillful how they can use it.
Dangerous.
So here's a how about stones?
Stones is a considerable. It doesn't mention. But be careful, you never know. if you see a person holding a rock in his hand and he can one day teach me the Dhamma, then it's better to put the other side. So even other simple things and so on, or even small knives, you tell him put the side.
I'm going to check it out. Razor.
I don't think it's a problem with razor, because razor are not used for injuring others. No, you can use it, but it is for shaving purposes.
Okay.
It's not for cutting flesh like that.
So he's talking about toy arrows and toy bows. Toy arrows and toy bows. Which can I use to hurt others?
What is this?
Toy. Yes.
Toy arrows.
Yes.
You can teach children who carry these toy plastic pistols. What a pistol? No, bro. You can teach children.
Mantis.
Let him be. Okay. Now, okay, finish, no?
Sanatha,
it is not made of cloth, it's made of this kind of fiber. They put it on the ground, they put some glue, and then they cut it and so forth for sitting. It's like a small cushion like that. It's not made of cloth. The other normal Nisidan is made of cloth. But this Nisidan, you don't need to make borders, like according to the measurements, the cloth.
Okay.
The cloth Nisidan.
Okay. 然后他说这个东西它是用植物纤维然后把它挤搅水把它那个粘在一起粘在一起然后做成然后他说这个普通作曲一般是用布作的三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三
你西藏的僧团，
So he's asking, what is Nisidan Sanatana? Because now you're because in number 15, the word is used also. But just now you're explaining this only sandata. So he's asking, what is Nisidan Sanatana?
It is a sandata to sit upon. You use actually this kind of fiber, glue and so forth. You cut it in shape, so to sit upon.
Okay.
There is another sandata which you can lie upon.
So there's
two sandatas.
Asayana sandata, do you mean?
For sayana, for sleeping.
Okay,
but this is for sitting.
Okay.
You don't make it too large. You can cut it with you, like a cushion,
okay,
for example.
Okay.
So then you can roll it. You can cut it. It's like now today we have rubber things.
Okay.
Like this yoga mats.
Yoga mats.
Yes.
Yoga mats.
But you make it this size in order to sit. Now yoga mats are very long. So like this very long is for sayana. You can lie on it. But you make this kind of size, Nisidana, which is yoga mat, but only for sitting, not for lying down.
So,